Hello, Leo, and welcome to part two of your Vision Quest reading, this being your rune reading. Today's the day of the big snowstorm, but we didn't have a single snowflake up here in Kingston, so I took my paperwork out and did all the research for this reading and came home and did the reading and now just finished. I'm taking care of the pups and having some dinner, which is a kind of a fun thing that's come into my life. About maybe it was about 2 years ago, my one dog friend Jonah had a health situation that required me to take control of his diet and stop feeding him dog food. And then I realized, oh, wait a second, this whole dog food thing is ridiculous. It's not good for them, and it's rendered, no matter how well it is rendered, comes from a factory, and I don't see what goes into it. So I started cooking for Jonah, learned what you feed a dog, and how to give it variety and good stuff to eat. And then the side benefit of that was it has kept me in the kitchen by creating a habit that I had to respond to every day, 7 days a week, twice a day, and then suddenly started eating home more and cooking better for myself. So that was an example of how, you know, taking care of a sixth house entity, actually a critter, they're sixth house people, led me to taking better care of myself. And so it's important to use these things as, you know, as kind of like leverage to make improvements and use everything as an opportunity. And that's, in many ways, what your rune spread is about. The central idea in this rune spread is the use of adversity. It's overall a quite positive spread, leading to a place of wholeness and balance. And the kind of mystery rune is the central rune, which is Nauthes inverted. And that's kind of like the pretty much the most difficult position of all the runes, though clearly there are two ways to take that, one of which is to, you know, use adversity and to use challenge and inconvenience as a teacher. So it's kind of Chiron in that respect. The old Al Morrison, long gone, bright astrologer, good, friendly troublemaker, who you either loved him or you hated him, and I didn't meet him, but I would have loved him, said that Chiron is the inconvenient benefic, meaning that it's a thing that delivers positive things into our lives, but it can often do so in an inconvenient way. And you might think of Nauthes reversed as that kind of inconvenient benefic. So that's there. But then I would say that the more enlightened method of using this rune is more like about getting over a kind of a typically human addiction to using things going wrong as the reason to make things better. Most people will stress out whatever system they have, whether it's their body, their computer, their car, their friendships, until it breaks down. And then once the thing breaks down, it's necessary to renovate, rebuild, repair, or replace. And my interpretation of Nauthes reversed is saying, well, you don't really have to do that, and that's actually, in the scheme of things, not the best way to proceed. Although, of course, the way the world is going, it seems that nothing gets attention unless it goes into complete collapse. The municipal water supply of Flint, Michigan, being a case in point. Not sure if you know that story, but, you know, that's the one where the city was bankrupt, and so they appointed a city manager who decided to save money and use polluted, caustic, contaminated water to feed people and kids and dogs and cats and little birds and everyone. And it turns out that it corroded a protective coating off of the interior of the pipes and leached lead into all subsequent water that flowed through it, including water from the Detroit, cleaner Detroit water supply, no longer using the Flint River. And now it's going to cost like $1 billion. and all they were saving was a tiny fraction of a percent of like $1.3 billion. So saving $5 million a year to not use the better water. And so the whole world seems oriented on this, push it till it crumbles approach. And there is very little of what you might call the preserver energy. The psychosis that is politics in the United States is continuing to lead us into being a militaristic society, while our cultural infrastructure, roads and bridges and all that, crumbles. And so I'm suggesting that you take another path, and that you take a proactive path of healing, and that you consciously choose to pause and dismantle and review rather than push everything to its limits, in particular yourself. I'm not the best taker of vacations, but even in the midst of the most difficult year in Planet Waves history, I took my first one in like 6 years and went away and proved that I could do it, and did it, and it was good, and I'm feeling much better, and I went someplace I've always wanted to go. As my old friend John Tobin once said, there is no good time to take a vacation, so therefore just pick the least worst time, or pick any time, and rest and repair before you absolutely have to. The total story here is, first of all, rune one in the spread is Burkana, B, growth, transformation. It's like a friendly version of the death card, meaning that everything is oriented on growth, whether that be difficult or that be easy. Let's see what the Book of Runes says about this. I do use and like the Ralph Blum Book of Runes, despite the various issues people have had with it over the years. But I have found it to be a dependable commentary as a starting point. All of these things are commentaries, and the best you can hope for. I can't see these page numbers. Okay, 123. Is to have a commentary that gets you started on understanding the process, and then being able to see the essence of what it's saying. So it's growth, rebirth, the birch tree. Another of the cycle runes, which I can never figure out. Burkana represents a form of fertility that fosters growth symbolically and actually. The growth may occur in the affairs of the world, family matters, the relationship to the self, or to the divine. A rune that leads to blossoming and ripening. Burkana is concerned with the flow of beings into their new forms. Its action is gentle, penetrating, and pervasive. So as I say, the friendly card of transformation here, rather than like the radical, wrenching transformation. And it's arguing that, it's basically making the case to say, yeah, it does make sense to be proactive and not do things the hard way. Make the choice to do things the easy way. So, continuing. What is called for here is to consider your issue with care and awareness. First disperse resistance, then accomplish the work. For that to happen, your will must be clear and controlled, and your motives correct. Dark corners should be cleansed. This must be carried out diligently and sometimes with expert help. Modesty, patience, fairness, generosity are all called for. Once resistance is dispersed and rectification carried out and seen to hold firm, then through steadfastness and right attitude, the blossoming can occur. So basically what this is saying is cultivate your life, and think of your life as a farm, in a sense, that you have to prepare the land and plant and then grow and then harvest. So we come back to this theme of planting and harvesting. Okay, next rune in the spread is Legu's flow. Good one. Another friendly one. And that is really about going with the flow. And trusting the flow, and more than anything, flowing, which means movement, which means facilitating and inviting change in a conscious way. Okay, then we come to Nauthi's inverted. And this is the rune of constraint inverted. And so here's where we get the idea of inconvenience and difficulty being disguised opportunity. And, you know, the whatever entity came through in the channeling, apparently this was a channeling. Apparently Ralph Plum didn't know very much about runes, but he channeled these things. Who knows about those stories, unless you were on the channeling team or there, that you make a choice to either begin with the hardest thing or begin with something easy. That's an important exercise to go through, being someone who often has a list of easy things to do simultaneously with a list of difficult things to do. The question is, should I start with the hard one or should I start with the easy one? And usually I'll start with the hard one, except if I cannot get momentum going, then it's better to do something easy and get momentum going and then use that momentum and build on it. So there's one concept for you. But the giving up constraint as a kind of habitual thing, which is to say, thinking in advance and making sure that you know how much runway you have and that you take your chances consciously and that you, make your decisions as carefully as you possibly can. And then work your way through and learn as much as you can from challenges. It's not that hard. And especially if you take the conscious approach that a challenge is a challenge to learn and to improve and to, get it right. Okay, the next one. This is interesting. It's the fourth rune, fourth position. And in that position, it's kind of like the exchange. It's like what you give up. And what's interesting here is this summarizes the idea of using vulnerability and consciously courting and working with vulnerability. And that is to say, don't try to be too strong. I think that a common mistake people make, and one that's kind of leonine, is just taking on too damn much and not, performing the necessary maintenance and recreation to have that work well. So the counsel here is not to trust your own strength or to over-depend on your own strength or feel any need to put forth an image of being super-duper strong or whatever, and depend on people and admit that you're vulnerable and need assistance when you do, and offer help and assistance when you need it. I mean, Lord knows you've helped enough people, and this has got to be cyclical. This has to be a thing that comes back to you. Last rune in this spread is one of my favorites, Jara, J-A-R-A. And this one, if I recall, is the rune of the harvest. So we're back again to another agrarian image here. That's really interesting, the way these themes sort out. I never would have planned an agrarian theme for Leo, but hey, here we are. And so this is saying that the cultivation process takes some time. It is slow. It is not endless. There's a cycle. And that as part of this cycle, it is necessary to prepare the land and fertilize the land and plant the seeds and allow them to grow in time and to remember that you can't pull up the new shoots. You have to just let them grow and mature. And that would be you. And the indication of time of this rune is 1 year. So it's a 1 year cycle. And it is, it's saying that whatever the course of events is indicated here, that there is dependable growth and there is dependable healing, and that there is a central crux point, which is one way to describe nouthes as like the crux point, where you get to decide about the use of adversity when it arises, and then also notice the ways in which people in general and all of us, and you might kind of cultivate breakdowns of a certain kind, consciously or quote-unquote unconsciously, and see if you can see those coming in advance. Now, this is it takes work and it takes consciousness, and it takes prioritizing, because you need to know by learning and observing what decision you need to make about what it is that needs to be maintained. But, you know, clearly you know when things are near the end of their useful life, or when they're stressed, or when there's too much burden put on one person or one thing or one place, and you can see that and in a way that is about what I would call a healthy management style for your own life. Pay attention to these things and make some decisions. The theme music that I'm playing here, by the way, is for the rune spread, is Earth Part 4. Really my favorite of the drum grooves. Quite a good one. We've got the version with all the layers, and then I have done versions separating out the different drum layers. But this is the full one, and it is me and Grimsland and Sternstein grooving along. Don't quite know when that was recorded, but it was recorded for Vision Quest and now recorded for you. Please do stay in touch and add your comments to the page below these readings or to the written page. I'm still available to field questions and thoughts. You may reach me at efc@ericfrancis.com. And if I don't reply right away, try me again. Best not to write on a Tuesday or a Thursday. Those are the days that are the busiest of Planet Waves for Planet Waves FM, or for Planet Waves, the Thursday edition. And I look forward to working with you and philosophizing for you in the future. All right, kitty cat, I'll catch you on a different day. Bye for now.